great future. We're talking real money.
Let me start by stating a fact. This is a fact. Most of you listening to us, most of you hearing this broadcast or podcast, need our help. Trust us on this. We know you do, because we keep seeing the stuff you're about to get into. So before you get into some of these things, which we're going to talk about today, please call us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I am Don McDonald. That is Tom Cock. We have been talking on various media about money and business and investing for longer than some of you have been alive. Not a lot of you, because we have a very old audience. So some of you, just the youngins, listen.
Oh, come on. Now you're going to throw the audience under the bus? Wow.
Well, we know. That's harsh. I mean, it was like the ratings for last month. It was like, we're number one if you're over 50.
Yeah.
if you're over 50.
Never trust anyone under 50. That's my motto anyway.
So call us at 855-935-TALK. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. He's got a lot to talk about.
Total agreement. In fact, I'm going to start with a note sent in by a listener.
Sure.
And the subject of this note is Curtis Ray and MPI. It's intriguing, isn't it?
Curtis Ray. I love MPI. That just has a nice sound to it.
What do you know about Curtis Ray and his MPI trademark? He put trademark in there. Maximum premium indexing strategy. It sounds fishy to me, but is he on to something? Thank you.
Smells fishy to me too.
That's the thing about these deals, is they have these guys who pitch this stuff spend a ton of time creating this incredible story. MPI, maximum premium indexing. It's a way to get the returns of the market with no risk. And you can get, it's all about compounding. I watched his videos. I've read his stuff. It's all about compounding.
One thing you can say about Curtis is you cannot take it for granted. That's for sure.
Before he was selling this garbage, he was in the granite business. Nothing wrong with being a rock jockey, but he went from rock jockey to investment advice guy, but, pardon me, he's not really an investment advice guy, because I went and looked him up. He's not a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, at least he didn't go from rock jockey to stock jockey, I guess is what you're saying.
Right, he didn't do that, because he's not registered with good. FINRA. Yeah. So he's not an investment advisor, and he's not a stockbroker or a registered representative. Mm. So what is he? Well, I went to the Arizona Department of Insurance Regulation or whatever. And,
take a guess.
And Curtis Ray is a licensed life insurance salesman, period. That is his credential, and his experience is negligible. He's only been in the business for 3 years.
4 years?
2017.
Three and a half.
Long. All right. And he created this name, and that's really all it is. He created this fancy schmancy name for, and I'm going to read you, this is a direct from the web, Curtis Ray. There was a whole discussion about him on Reddit.
And, love the video.
And here's what it was called a while ago. He got rid of this moniker because it gives it all away. So he got rid of that. MPI trademark is an optimal. Why can't I say optimally?
Yeah, please. You speak for a living. I mentioned that, right?
Wasn't trying to say it, I said it fine. An optimally designed, supercharged, indexed, universal life insurance plan.
Oh, wait. So this is an insurance product?
Oh, heck yeah. It's life insurance. It's life insurance. It's not an investment. It is like you know how we dislike indexed annuities? You know we do,
kinda,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is worse. This is actually worse than an indexed annuity, because in an indexed annuity, your insurance costs are negligible. In a universal life product, your insurance costs are substantial.
Well, and we saw another one yesterday where the insurance costs were substantial, too, that we'll talk about in a moment.
Oh, man.
Shocking.
I got to tell you, these people, you got to watch them. You've got to protect yourself. And one of the ways to do that is to call 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Before you end up buying a financial product that you'll regret later, either call us on the podcast or the show, or if you need a little more time, that's why we offer free meetings with our fiduciary advisors at Vestory with no cost, no obligation, and no high-pressure sales pitch, I promise. Just give us a call at 800-386-3004, or better yet, just set up an appointment at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
I hate insurance people who sell investment-type products. You need to ask, are you a registered investment advisor? Are you a registered representative? I actually asked, I sent a note to this Curtis Ray's office, and I said, are you a registered investment advisor or registered with FINRA? And I got a little terse note back going, we're not a stockbroker, so of course we're not registered with FINRA. They didn't say we're just an insurance agent, because that wouldn't be good. So if they're selling an insurance-oriented product, you need to run away. And yet the pitches sound really good.
Well, the pitches always sound really good, because we talked to someone this week that that got called by someone in the insurance business, and the suggestion was, you give us $100,000. We roll it into, and this is what it always gets a little like, well, what am I putting? Oh, you're putting it in this program. It has a name, right? What they failed to tell you is, no, that is a whole life policy. You're paying $5,000 a year for $150,000 a year of insurance, basically.
It's $10,000 a year for the first 10 years, then $5,000 a year.
Then $5,000. And the thing is, this person doesn't need life insurance. So I was like, well, okay, let's step back. You don't. Well, no, but I get a guaranteed 6% a year.
And guess what? Tom sent me the paperwork, and I looked at it. I went through the whole darn disclosure thing, and nowhere in there is a guarantee of 6%. The only guarantee is 2. Correct. 2.
Yeah, 2. And that you do have to pay tax on, too, by the way, on that part.
And the funny thing is, and this is one of the things you need to look at in these disclosure documents, and this was buried on, like, page 20. You put $100,000 in year one, and if you want to get out in year one, you got back $4,800.
It's crazy.
$4,800!
The other thing about a guaranteed 6, before we go to the phones, is, if true, in today's environment, there would be no stock market. I mean, I would take them, give them all my money if I could get a guaranteed 6 or 7% a year. That's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I take the risk of exposing it to equities? Think things through. No, do not mix insurance and investment. It's just a bad idea, and it continues to be a bad idea, especially when people come up with these new catchy names, cute titles, and rope you into what's been a lousy product for many, many years.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. There's nothing new. There isn't. Anything that's new is just a variation on an old theme.
Thank you.
855-935-TALK. Call before you do, please.
And let's go to the phones. Terry joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a question. I retired last year, and I rolled over about $100,000 from my 401 work plan to an existing Vanguard intermediate term. And so I wanted to know, I'm trying to make more money on that, and should I, like, put that into a different fund or part of it into a different fund?
You know, but this is always a question that comes up, because people
look
at
something
and say, I haven't made anything in a year. It depends, because do you have you created a plan that says, here's how much I need to make on my money to sustain myself through retirement? I'll give you an example. For our clients, or for any good registered investment advisor, they would look at your age. They'd look at what income you need to create. They would look at Social Security, pensions, all that. And then your investments, and say, okay, the investments need to make X. if you told me, well, the investments really only need to make 1 or 2% a year, I'd say an intermediate term bond funded Vanguard will do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
If you said they need to make 5 or 6%, I'd say, well, you need to have some exposure to stocks because those are the things that are going to give you uplift. So for us just to tell you that's a good or bad fund is very difficult.
You have to remember that anytime you increase your risk, Terry, or you want to increase your returns, you must take additional risk. Must. Do you understand that?
I do have about 52,000 in a Wesley Income Fund.
Mm-hmm.
That's not part of an IRA, so I'm just wondering if I should. Well, I actually am doing okay with my Social Security and just taking my required distribution every year.
Mm-hmm. Then the answer is, don't increase your risk. Because what will happen at some point in the future, and this is a guarantee, let's say you take half of that money and you put it into the stock market. At some point down the road, I don't know when, but I do know that that money will drop in value for a while. At some point, could be tomorrow, could be 5 years from now, we don't know. And when that happens, most people get scared and they do dumb things like sell out while it's down. What you have now is a situation where you're not likely to be frightened. You're comfortable with with the risk of what you have, and it's not high, and you don't need any more money. Why be greedy?
Right, yeah.
That
okay,
makes sense?
That sounds like a plan. Yeah, I'll just leave it where it is then.
Yeah, I would.
For now. Okay,
I think you're doing fine.
Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, this is always the question, right? I'm not making anything on X.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move it to Y. And by the way, I still think, and on our website at talkingrealmoney.com, we give you free portfolios at Vanguard, Schwab, Fidelity, Index, very low cost. But if you're at Vanguard, Don, you could go use, for example, if you wanted some stock exposure, you could go use the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund,
mm-hmm.
which has some stocks, some bonds. They take care of all the work. It's very inexpensive. You don't have to do anything.
But
you wouldn't want to do that. Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that unless you realize that at some point that will go down.
Right.
Maybe quick.
And one of the ways, one of the tools we use to very simply compare risk is a thing called standard deviation. And the Vanguard intermediate term bond funds, whether they're government or corporate, tend to have a standard deviation in the 4 to 5% range. Right.
How much
that.
It's going to move up and
how
down.
How much it'll move
from
up and down.
The middle.
S&P 500, which is the 500 biggest stocks, has a standard deviation of about 16. A CD at the bank, just so you put this in perspective, has a standard deviation of zero. Zero.
Yep.
Doesn't move up or down. You always get
same,
what you put
same.
In. A balanced fund like the Vanguard Balanced Index is going to have a standard deviation of around 9 or so. So it's between, as you can see, between bonds and between stocks. But that means you will suffer greater volatility at some point, along the way even. Bigger upswings, bigger downturns.
And you can pretty well, if you went to the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund, somewhere along the way, you're probably looking at a decrease in value of between 20 and 25%.
In
so
fact,
the question to you would be, would you be okay waking up one morning and finding out that your $100,000 was worth $75,000? And if you've just been in bonds and CDs, the answer probably is no. Most people say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to wake up and see my portfolio's gone down. So, no, I think to just be in an intermediate term bond fund is fine for someone who really doesn't want to take much risk. By the way, there's some risk in intermediate term bonds, but far less, obviously, than in stocks.
Well, just to put things in perspective, back in 2007 through the end of 2008, a $38,000 in the Vanguard Balanced Index dropped to as low as $25,000.
So that's
in just a little over a year.
Almost 40, yeah,
that's
pretty precipitous.
See, and
yeah.
That to most people feels way too scary, or to a lot of people, and then they want to get out. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
There's a science to managing money. I call it financial physics, and you can get a free copy of my easy-to-read book, Financial Physics, at talkingrealmoney.com/free, or there's an interactive version available on Apple iBooks. It's called Financial Physics. That's spelled with an F, and you can get it free at talkingrealmoney.com/free or in the Apple Bookstore.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me tell you, call me, oh, let me give you the number again, 855-935-TALK. Call me a cynic, and Tom will call me a cynic. I tend to be far, far more cynical than he is. I believe that if Terry went to her friendly neighborhood stockbroker or insurance agent and said, I have this money at Vanguard and it's not making much money and what should I do? I am very confident that the vast majority of people in the financial services industry would tell her to do something, would have her
have a lot of ideas.
That money. They would have an idea, and they would have her move that money into something else. I can almost guarantee it. So you've got to we're going to talk more about who can you trust. Who can you trust? That's coming up. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Ray, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Ray.
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
We're doing well,
good.
Sir.
So,
what's up?
Quick question for you. So, full-time job and a flip house is on the side. And I'm getting tired. I'm 36. I kind of want to slow it down. So, my thought was cash out my most recent flip and drop it into a REIT. My goal is, I'm ex-military. I got a little bit of a pension. Kind of want to stack up that passive, you know, so I can, you know, live a little more fluid life, move around, travel. Is there better options than REITs?
Yeah, there are a lot better options than REITs. But let me just ask you a question, though. You're working your tail off on the flipping houses, I would imagine, because everyone I've ever known who did works really hard at it, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a business for you, right? So if you're talking true passive means buying things that you expect to become more valuable over time. Now, while real estate is one of those things, there are these other things, they call them stocks, which are companies that we expect, as they've done for centuries, to become more valuable over time. So in addition to REITs, we think the diversification ought to go a lot further.
And I would say, by the way, on the REIT side, I would go own a Vanguard as a very fine REIT fund, if that's what you're asking. You would not use a non-traded REIT. It's been very popular. And it still drives me crazy. People talking about them as a bond alternative. But I would if I was just going out to buy a REIT fund because I like real estate, I'd go look at Vanguard's REIT fund. It's low cost. It's index. And you're going to get exposure to those types of investments at a very low cost.
But let me ask you a question, a really important question, Ray. Do you own a house?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Your portfolio, your wealth is already in large part invested in real estate. You don't want to be over allocated to any one asset class. And real estate certainly is an asset class, but you have an allocation to real estate. A big part of your future depends on a piece of real estate you already own. So I, while I would probably buy the REIT fund, as Tom said, I would do that, though, along with something like the total market funds that we suggest at Talking Real Money.
Understood. Yeah, my thing was getting out of real estate in general in terms of flipping and converting it to a REIT. So it would be my one and only thing in real estate.
Right, but you already have the home in real estate too. What other investments do you have over and above your house flipping and your house?
Well, in about 20 years, I'll have my pension from my job, and then I have the TSP fund in the military, but nothing on my own.
How is your TSP invested, by the way? How's your TSP invested?
You don't get to put a lot in military because it's not like we get paid super well. So I think there's like 15, 20 grand in it.
But in which funds?
Top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. You need to be, at your age, probably in C and S.
Okay.
Those would be stock funds. One is for smaller companies. One is for larger companies.
But I still would say put a portion in REITs, yes, but get greater diversification by having a globally diversified equity fund. I think, based on the past, I'm confident years down the road, you'll go, oh, that was really good advice Don gave me.
Roger that. Okay? Understood.
All right, Ray.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you for your service as well.
And by the by, just so you know, if you want to find those funds, go to talkingrealmoney.com and click on, well, maybe there's a slash button.
I think there's a picture or something.
Yeah, look for the picture of the white-haired woman listening to her her earbuds.
That's not white, that's blonde.
That's white, Tom. I'm looking at yours, and hers is even whiter than yours.
Ouch!
855, and what did your grandson say? What color hair do you have? 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Everybody needs help with their money now and again, and if you need more help than we can give in the course of this podcast or show, set up an appointment with one of our advisors for a free actual meeting with no obligation and no high-pressure sales pitch. Just go to vestory.com, that's V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004.
Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
855-935-TALK. That's our phone number. Hey, I was just looking during the break at the, Tom mentioned the Vanguard Real Estate Fund, Real Estate
Index. You have the ticker?
It's VGSLX.
Go ahead. V is in Victor.
Yeah,
G is in golf.
Yeah. S is in Sam.
S is in Sierra. No,
Sierra. Okay.
Yeah, you knew that one.
I did not. L is in Lima. Peru.
And X?
X-ray.
You got that one.
I got that one.
So Ray would have loved that as a military retiree.
And the thing only costs 0.12% per year.
12 basis points.
And it has
dirt cheap.
181 real estate investment trusts. And each of them have a portfolio of real estate inside each trust.
That's going to be one of I'm doing a podcast on the things investors should be thankful for. And one of them, frankly, is you can expose your money to all these other people doing all this heavy lifting for you. You don't have to do a doggone thing. And you can do it at so cheaply now.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's astonishing what you own in this thing. I'm looking at some of the companies. The Howard Hughes Corporation.
Well, yeah, I want a piece of that.
Who knew? 855-935-TALK, our phone number, 855-935-8255.
Comes without the fingernails, right? Okay.
Yeah, without the really long ones and the decay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking earlier about annuities, life insurance policies, all the garbage. All the garbage. It is garbage that is sold to people to make big fat commissions for the idiots in this industry. Sorry, idiots, you're idiots. You lie to people. I personally find you abhorrent, but that's just me. You know, other people might think you're wonderful.
We could ask what rock Curtis Ray crawled out from under him, and we already know it's granite, so we've got that.
It's granite. Look at him. He's going for it.
I'm working it today.
The fact of the matter is they care. I truly believe these people care more about their commission than about your future. They'll say the opposite, and they'll be incredibly nice. They're always so nice.
He's the nicest guy.
Oh, they're the nicest guy. I know him from church. He's in Rotary with me. You know, he's in my walking group. My son. He was his roommate in college. Or it's my son. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst if it's a family member. Oh, my God.
You're never going to win that argument.
It's awful because, you know, your family.
Okay, but I'm
digressing.
Beating them up.
No, I think they deserve it.
Who do we trust here? Because at the end of the day, you have to trust somebody.
Well,
manage on your own or hire somebody, you have to trust them.
The reality is the number that you can really trust. I really believe this number. This is a number that MarketWatch came up with a while ago about the number of investment advisors in America who are always required to act as a fiduciary. Not part-time. It can be a fiduciary sometimes.
All of them probably fit in this room, right?
Probably. Yeah, no, they would. They fit in your house.
Close.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
It's 1% of all of the financial advisors out there. So let's assume for a minute you know 50 financial advisors, which I bet most of you don't.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a good chance none of them are fiduciaries all the time.
You got to work your way to making 100.
You got
to
make
100
friends in the business.
Find one.
And here's
I'll
the
go
thing.
One step further.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we get yelled at all the time because, well, why are you so negative about everybody?
Yeah, I know. I'll go one step further because that's part one. Part two is out of those fiduciaries, there's still people selling lousy products.
Yeah, like Ken Fisher.
We just ran into, and I won't give the name, but we just
individual
ran into another
stock.
Mutual fund family. Remember the mutual fund family I sent you a couple weeks ago where the average expense ratio is 1.4 and there's the only negative rating we've ever seen from Morningstar.
Yeah.
Because these guys are using alts. They're using it's a bunch of junk. Because here's part two. I think you should trust academics who they have no interest in how you invest. They got nothing to sell you. They've simply looked at markets and said, you know, over the last 90 plus years, if you put your money this way, here's how it turned out. That's what we trusted for a long, long time. So these aren't our ideas. These are their ideas. We're simply saying we think those are the people you should pay attention to.
And by the way, Mr. Fisher and company, I will retract everything I just said about your investments if you would actually make public your performance, an audited record of your performance. The only performance I've ever seen from Fisher was his bad mutual funds years ago, which he stopped. Because
they got rid of them because then people could say, oh, you only made this much when the market did this much. Yeah, and by the way, must be tough times. He's running full page ad like every day in the journal now. Huge.
Tough
ad,
times. So. He's got a growth rate he's got to keep up. He's got to be a quadrillionaire. 855-935-TALK, our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you don't have a financial plan, well, sometimes you just need a little help getting started. And we offer that free help to anybody in a meeting with one of our fiduciary advisors. To set one up, just go to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004. There's no obligation, no cost, and I promise, no sales pitch.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, and again, during the break, I was just doing a little research on Fisher Investments, and I found an article written by Robin Powell, who we really like. He's a British guy.
Yeah, he's English.
Evidence-based investing. And it turns out, I did not know this, that Fisher Investments had their Purisima Global Total Return Fund operating in Great Britain up until 2019.
Oh, I didn't know he had another fund.
Yeah, he laid the performance up against the MSCI Total World Stock Index,
the globe.
And when you look at the two of them, they track together, but the Purisima Global Fund posted from 2002 to October, it looks like, of 19, performance of 180, it grew by 180% over that time, while the index itself grew by 254%.
Wait, so you're saying the index did better than his fund?
Oh, better by huge margin.
Let me guess. I'm guessing that the risk would be far higher with his fund because he owns so few securities.
Yeah, well, I don't have that information, but the track record. I mean, that's a 70% difference. 70.
And he's going to sell you on the fact that he can pick stocks, that he can see what's ahead. Because
that's what he claims.
Did he still write the column for Forbes?
I never read Forbes because it's so bad these days. I don't enjoy it at all. You know,
so.
I used to have Forbes, the dad, on the show all the time, but I wouldn't have him on anymore.
He's Forbes?
It's not Steve. Malcolm. Malcolm Forbes.
Malcolm.
Yeah. 855-935-TALK's our number. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
How can we help you, sir?
I got a question about having a personal advisor through Vanguard. Is that a good idea, or should I move on to somebody else?
No, it's Vanguard's advisors are decent advisors. You're not going to get the level of advice you're going to get from a full service fee only advisor, but you're going to get a level of service that is better than buy and hold for most people.
I would say the difference between that and having a registered investment advisory firm. Remember, most of the industry RIAs are small.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we manage about $500 million now. We're one of the bigger ones, so we're and we consider ourselves still to be kind of a small company. So it's the experience is more personal. Here's the other thing. I struggle with Vanguard a little bit. Remember, when your money's at Vanguard, you have a Vanguard advisor.
They're going to put you in Vanguard
funds. Vanguard product. Which you're fine. But there's been, but I'd rather have looking at the whole universe. And then the third part is, I think Don's correct. It's not as personal. And a lot for a lot of people who have an advisor, they want to be personal. But if you have a reasonable understanding of investing and how this all works, then I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that.
And to put Tom's point in perspective, while we love Vanguard funds and it's easy to suggest them on the radio show, for our clients, we actually only use a very few Vanguard funds. We have diversification throughout a number of fund groups.
So we can more independent.
I see nothing wrong with it. Again, having a Vanguard advisor is so much better for most people than trying to do it on their own, because we've proven, most of us, painting with a broad brush, that we can't control our emotions when it comes to money.
Right. So you talked about a personal relationship. If you do have enough money in there, you do talk to the same financial advisor every time versus calling and
that's absolutely true. But I guess I'm saying you're not getting, for example, there many of the smaller or the not the smaller advisors but the mainstream registered investment advisory firms do a lot more planning. I've and this is all anecdotal, I don't have an account with Vanguard, but this is from people I've talked with, do a lot more in-depth financial planning and the like. But Vanguard, I'm not denigrating them at all. I think for what you pay, you get great service.
Yeah, and when I'm saying personal, by the way, I think, again,
you get
what
the same
I've
person.
Heard is it's, yeah, no, I'm not arguing that part. I'm just saying that it's not as, so if you called and worked with an RIA, it's just going to be more personal than just going to Vanguard.
Well, they're an RIA, too.
But I'm saying it's because it's a smaller organization, you develop a different type of relationship. It's nothing, again, yeah, you call and get the same person at Vanguard, and I think their advice is going to be good, but it would be a different experience, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's one or the other. So,
what's your cost difference between the Vanguard? I think it's at 0.03.
Point three. Would really be cheap. No, it's 0.3, yeah. And that's very cheap. They are very low. They are literally they're as low as many of the robos, and you get some personal service, which I love.
Yeah.
So I think they're good.
So who do you suggest on the personal part of it? I mean, as far as if their fees are the same.
We have a list.
Actually, we do. If you go to talkingrealmoney.com, we vetted some of the firms in the Seattle area looking for a similar philosophy to ours and a fee structure of 1% or less, using the similar kinds of funds and scientific advice that our scientific approach we believe. You can find those at TalkingRealMoney.com. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com/help.
So those are fiduciary?
Every one of them listed.
Fiduciary was a one-time fee.
No. I don't know of any fiduciaries who charge a one-time fee.
You mean like a planning fee?
Well, that would be a planning fee, and they just let you go. Yeah. But. Yeah, go take a peek. Yeah. Go take a peek. It gives you a list of some people to consider.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks much. Appreciate the call.
You.
We don't believe we're the only one.
I'm trying to suggest the experience would be different between having a smaller RIA than it would be with a big organization. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Vanguard. It's a very fine organization. And the expense you're paying, but be reasonable. Think about it. If you're paying them 0.33%, and you're paying somebody else, you can pay more and not get more. But in a general sense, you could see where I'm headed. You're not going to get it. It's just not going to be as personal of an experience as it would be with somebody
else. Yeah, you still
get
a personal advisor.
Yeah, correct.
But you're right. I think that
see what I'm saying?
I totally do. And they do use a digital platform as their base.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the allocation services, which, again, that's not a bad thing necessarily. But it just depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking for investing advice and you're good with Vanguard funds, which is what they're going to lean toward, I mean, I don't
know. They're not going to lean towards. They're going to put you in Vanguard funds. No question. And by the way, it's going to be way better than where about half of you have your money, either insurance companies or brokerage firms. Again, so when you're looking at the whole universe,
you're
already shaved off
not half.
Whatever the number is.
It's 90%. With Vanguard, you'd be better off than 90% of the financial advisors out there.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, they're just awful. I mean, come on. These guys will put you, they'll put your IRA in a blasted annuity.
Yeah. Seeing that on a regular basis, we looked at one from Mr. Jones recently where they thought they were just paying a management fee, didn't realize, they had 24 funds that they paid a commission on as well, high expense mutual funds. I mean, it's the Wild West. And by the way, this Ed Jones broker told the guy, well, yeah, you're paying me more because the funds are better. I'll make that up easily with the higher cost funds.
Yeah, that's not true. It's just not true across the board. Paying more doesn't necessarily make you more. If you pay more, you should get more services, but you don't from the standard brokerage model because they're out chasing the next commish. Remember, call us, 855-935-TALK, pretty much anytime.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you don't have a financial plan, well, sometimes you just need a little help getting started. And we offer that free help to anybody in a meeting with one of our fiduciary advisors. To set one up, just go to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004. There's no obligation, no cost, and I promise, no sales pitch.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And often, you just don't have enough time in a call to us to really cover everything that needs to be covered, which is why we do something that very few do. We don't just offer you this initial consultation for free. No. We offer you time with one of our advisors without any cost or obligation or sales pitch, an actual informational meeting for free. You just go online to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, and set up an appointment or call us. Either way, you get to talk to somebody for free, vestory.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?